This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITESPAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Jefferson Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D, date of birth 6/22/1954. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Hubbard with the diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, hypertension, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. His last visit was February 26th of this year. His weight is unchanged. He's been feeling well. He's had no episodes of rapid heartbeat or palpitations since his last visit. He believes his blood sugars are well controlled also at this time. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He has stable edema of the lower extremities. Urine is clear, though, but he has nocturia 2 to 3 times, and this is stable. Medications, he's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. He's been using Tums, 500 milligram one at bedtime. Metoprolol is 25 milligram a day. He takes Simvastatin, 10 milligram daily. Metformin is 1,000 milligram twice a day. Losartan is 50 milligram once daily. And if he has pain, he uses Tylenol, but not every day. Physical exam, weight is 242 pounds. Pulse is 75 and regular, and blood pressure is 150/78. Neck, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular today without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. He has a trace to 1+ edema of ankles and feet bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 20th of 2024. And his creatinine is 1.22. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Sodium, 134. Potassium, 4.2. Carb dioxide, 22. Albumin, 3.9. Corrected calcium, 8.7. Phosphorus, 3.3. Hemoglobin is 13.7 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, proteinuria, that's stable on Losartan. 3, hypertension, near to goal currently. 4, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. We will have him continue the labs every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 to 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.